for standing by. All lines will be on listen-only during today's presentation. To ask your question, please press star, then one on your phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. I would like to introduce your host, Bob Venanzi. Please begin.
Thank you, Audra, and good morning, good afternoon, team. I greatly appreciate you joining for this call that we're having on some pretty exciting announcements, and they are announcements centered on some changes that we are making to our special bid process that I think you're going to find very exciting. And really the background and context, and I won't steal the thunder before I turn it over to my team to take you through this, but in the last 9 months or so, soliciting feedback from you as our partners about what we can do to improve our special bid process and to design approaches to this process to protect our partners who are providing the value, selling the solution, the technology to our customers, and protect them when a special bid is there. Solicited that feedback from a number of you and had worked what we're going to announce today, and it's pretty exciting. It is the start of a journey and a vision that we have here. So really excited to share with you what we're going to put in place on the 15th of May. So I won't steal any more thunder about the specifics before I turn it over to Carol Dyerly, who will take you through it. And then the second thing, team, we're going to talk to you about are some new announcements that we made relative to our SVI program. Again, soliciting your input and feedback as to ways that we can improve our ease of doing business mutually together around our software value incentive program, SVI, which is critical to the success of our mutual businesses. So there's some exciting things that Chris Follinsby will take you through relative to that. And then after we go through these two topics, team, we'll open it up for some Q&A. So without any further ado, I do appreciate you joining us for this call, and I'm going to turn it over to Kara Dyerly, who has been just a great leader and architect in putting together what we're going to share with you. Carol?
Great. Thanks, Bob, and thanks to everybody who jumped online today. I'm just thrilled by the number of participants I'm watching on the Lotus Live session right now as it's still growing. So I'm going to go ahead and remind everybody that you can see this presentation live if you jump on to www.lotuslive.com/join, and then the conference name is my last name. Why I picked my last name or how that ended up being, because it's one of those names I could have spelled to everybody, but it's D as in David, E-Y-E-R-L-E. So, again, that's www.lotuslive.com/join, and then the user ID or the conference ID is Dyerly, D as in David, E-Y-E-R-L-E. So thanks again. Hopefully I've gotten quite a folks that are already launched in. So we're announcing today a change to our special bid process. Basically, we're recognizing the value. We're calling it the value recognition for software value incentives. It'll go effective May 15th. We needed to give you guys time to get ready, plus we needed to get to give our special bids team the time to put some flags in the actual tools we use. So we're announcing this today, but it will not go into effect until May 15th of this year. So let me just start taking you through this. The first slide here is the statement of confidentiality. Hopefully you guys are seeing this. Moving on your screen, Bob. There we go. We would ask that you all keep this within yourselves. The business partners all appreciate that there are documents that we share with you occasionally that are confidential. We would ask this not be taken outside of your firms to competitive firms, shared amongst yourselves as needed, if you will. So take that into light. And now we'll begin to talk about what the program is. We're changing the structure of how business partners participate on special bids. We want to utilize the SBI constructs to provide special bids to the business partners that provide value in the sale, as Bob has said. This process will complement the software value incentive program as it exists today. It'll hopefully encourage our business partners to invest in specific opportunity development. It will hopefully increase your willingness willingness to invest, and again, focus on winning against the competition. That's our ultimate goal here. We want to encourage your investments in opportunities with longer sales cycles, help you increase the your business partner revenue and profit potential, and enable you to use that profit to continue to increase the skills you have in the marketplace. What's new? This is a statement in a nutshell. All business partners who've been approved for ID and sell on a general business opportunity, as defined by IBM in our SBI program, can qualify for a special bid. You'd be the only one if you have ID and sell that would qualify for the special bid. The benefit will apply only to GB deals where a business partner is eligible for ID and sell. And it doesn't include renewals, reinstatements, or compliance, just like SBI doesn't include that. Okay, so again, I'm going to repeat that. It'll apply where you have ID and sell on a GB opportunity where the special bid is requested for a business partner. So if you have ID and sell, you would be the only business partner granted access to that special bid. Okay, what it would take to qualify. Kind of makes sense here. You'd need to be participating in the SBI program. You'd need to be enrolled in Partner World for Software. And you'd need to be enrolled in the fulfillment program associated with the products on the special bid. So Software Value Program or Software Value Net Program. The transaction, again, must be new license, special bid transactions where the business partner is named for participation. Again, exclusions would be, you know, compliance like it is today, again, renewals, et cetera, because they don't really participate in SBI. FileNet and Cognos aren't participating at this time. It may be considered in the future, but for now, those two families are not included in this benefit. And the next statement is just a statement we've built for those that want to have something. How do we communicate this to the end users? This is something that IBM built really when we started the bid cert process we did on the hardware side of the house. How do we start to communicate to our customers, you know, that we're changing this process in case they're asking? And so basically it's a statement we can use that qualifying business partners all have access to standard volume discounts and password advantage. If a special bid is requested by the customer, it will be made available to qualifying business partners as requested by the customer. So that's a statement we use. Special bids are available to business partners who meet that criteria, and we've laid out that criteria. Oh, boy, I'm stealing Chris's thunder. I'm gonna save this and stop for now. We'll save your questions. You're more than welcome to start queuing them up to me if you'd like. In the window in the Lotus Live session, and we can start addressing them. But I'm going to turn it over to Chris Follinsby now. We're pretty excited about this announcement, what you've been asking for. So, you know, feel free to let us know what you think or whatever questions you have. So, Chris.
Thank you, Carol. This is Chris Follinsby, and this kind of came up at the last minute today. We've been looking for these announcements to come out, and just yesterday afternoon, IBM announced some enhancements for SBI that are now posted on the Software Value Incentive website. You're getting a preview because the letter to partners will not even go out until Monday, but since we had this call today, we wanted to go ahead and let you know about it. Three key items. We have simplified the BANT form. The new form has fewer questions and there's less detail required. We are still looking for you to help us get enough information about your opportunity so that we can differentiate it from another partner's opportunity or an opportunity that IBM has registered in CRM. But we did take a few questions off that really were more confusing than anything. We will be distributing that new BANT, and I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm not sure how we're going to distribute it. It will be in the updated process guide, which is not even posted yet. We're still working on that, but it'll be these enhancements will tell you exactly what's coming. But we will distribute the enhanced BANT to the contact list that we have. I'll also be sure to get it out to the channel reps so that if you want to ask them for it, they can send it on to you. As you know, we don't post the .doc form on the website. Only the Adobe ones publish, so you need to have one that you can use as a template. Secondly, we are expanding the waiver that was announced back in November, where we came out with a small deal documentation waiver, and we had a limit of $50K in new license revenue for that waiver. We're raising that to $100K. That's for selected countries, but it will be raised in North America. And lastly, we have eliminated the requirement for evidence of two-way communication between the business partner and the user. As you all know, we have in the past required multiple two-way communications between the business partner and the customer as part of the checklist that was required for sales documentation. Now, it is still important, and I want to stress this, it is still important for you to show that the business partner recommended IBM software and influenced the decision. We are not lessening the requirements for sales documentation. We are only saying that you do not have to give us two-way communications. I think you're going to find in some cases you will continue to attach emails. Oftentimes we get emails where there are presentations included, and because it's an email, we can see when the presentation was given and to whom. You can certainly continue to give us two-way communication. We just don't have a requirement that you specifically give us two examples of two-way communication. As I mentioned, we will still be looking for you to show that you influenced the decision and you made a difference in the customer's decision to buy IBM software. If we need additional information, we will continue to come back to you. You can see all of these enhancements listed on the Software Value Incentive website on PartnerWorld. If you don't know how to get there, you simply go to www.ibm.com/PartnerWorld/Software Value Incentive. As I mentioned, we are in the process of getting the updated operations guide out so that you'll be able to see these reflected there as well. And you should see a PartnerWorld newsletter on Monday that also reflects this information. So that's our announcements. We're excited about them. We hope it makes it easier for you to register opportunities and process claims, especially on those smaller deals. Carol, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, great. Last thing I just wanted to point out is, your call to action is to take a look at the programs you're involved in today. And if you're not in SVI, you came into SVP via VAP versus SVI, and if this benefit is appealing to you, you're going to want to take a look at, do I need to go get a couple certifications and enroll in the SVI program for the brands that I was only participating in VAP in. So you want to go ahead and take a look at that and make plans to get that done by May 15th. You're going to obviously want to register your SVI opportunities as early as possible. This is the same as it's always been, but, you know, the sooner you can register your SVI opportunities, the better off you are, so you'll have yourself protected there. And, you know, Chris Follinsby is going to be our key contact for, you know, questions related to that. But you guys all know you can reach me. And already, Bob, I think I probably have about 50 questions in the queue here, so we'll get started addressing some of those, and maybe for those that are calling in, they'll hear the question they already probably wanted to hear an answer to. So we'll take one other thing I just wanted to point out. This session, if you don't already know and have used Lotus Live, just a small commercial for that. That's what we use today. I would welcome you guys to go out to lotus.com and learn more. I think we have free Lotus Live for business partners to use either Lotus Live Engage or Lotus Live Meeting. So you might want to take advantage of that. It's a very, very easy to use tool, and we'd love for you to use our stuff versus the other things that are out there, if you will. So thanks for engaging me on that this morning. So needless to say, we've got lots of great questions. Most of them related to, what about if IBM hands me a lead and now I'm the owner, do I still get access to a special bid? Absolutely. What we're really sort of talking about here, without saying the words, is bid exclusivity. If you are handed a lead or a deal by IBM, so you only have sell, it's business as usual. So if it gets to a point on a normal transaction that you need a special bid, it's bundled in with stuff that you have got sell credit for, along with stuff you might have SVI ID and sell, as well as renewals, all of that, you'd get access to a special bid. If another partner's coming forward and says, I want to be on that same special bid. They're not going to be granted, or they're crafting their own solution, let's say, and it includes some of the components that you have SBI ID for. That partner wouldn't get special bid access to that piece of it. But where no one has ID in cell, it's basically business as usual. So, it's Audrea? Audrea? No, forgotten her name. Our operator. Andrea.
Yes, I'm here.
You are more than welcome to open the line, and while you're, if you'll explain that, and I'll answer a couple more questions while we're waiting.
Thank you. To ask your question, press star, then one on your phone. You will be announced prior to asking your question, and to withdraw your question, press star two. Again, please press star, then one for your question.
Okay, great. I have another question. Can there be a special bid for deals where there is no partner with SBI, OI, or cell? I think I just answered that. If nobody has ID or cell on it, it's business as usual. We'll consider each bid on its own merit. What if the lead is passed by IBM? I think I just answered that one. Somebody else asked the question, this is first in, not quite like the hardware bid cert process. That's exactly right. We're not doing the bid cert process today. We are looking at some and kind of pondering over what we want to do in the longer-term future, if you will. We recognize we'd like to come up with something similar. We don't know if we'll go down the bid cert path or expand the program we're rolling out. Certainly would love your feedback on that, but for now, we don't have. We're going to try this out, see how it works, and we may be able to expand it without having to do a full bid cert process. Bob, do you have any other thoughts you want to share on just that sort of long-term thought?
Well, why don't we take a couple more questions and see if Audrey's got any from the audience, and we can talk about that as we go through.
Thank you. Okay. I do. Carissa Bish, you may ask your question.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I accidentally hit that. I didn't have a question. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All righty. Not a problem.
Okay.
We do have more questions on the phone. Gary Greenwood, you may ask your question.
Hey, Carol, Bob, and Chris. Carol, I think I sent a message to you with my question, but you somewhat touched on it. I think this sounds excellent. This is exactly, you know, some of the ways we've been asking for this to go. But it is a concern as far as making the rule be, you know, SBI, because it is first in. So if we may have developed the opportunity, and granted, we should get our SBI in, you know, as soon as possible. But if we, you know, were 5 days late getting it in or something, and another partner put something in before us, they're going to be locked into exclusivity without really any documentation of development. And that's kind of the only concern I have here. We could have developed it, and they got the exclusivity just because they turned their form in quicker.
Yeah, and I don't want to make light of that. We had, I would say, just about as many concerns when we rolled out SBI. The fear thing, the fear factor of what if somebody beats me to the keyboard and I'm the one that really develops the solution. And yes, there could be situations where that might happen, but I think trying to really focus on getting to the keyboard first is important. But I would say we haven't had massive abuse on the SBI program either. There may have been a few incidences where that got crazy, you know, or the wrong partner really got paid, but it's so rare.
Yeah.
We're going to have to watch it. And you're going to have to bring situations forward that you think are severe, and we're going to have to figure out what we would do or if we'd do anything.